This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The world's big banks agree on blowout prevention rules.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Central banks and regulators from around the world have agreed to reforms to help head off future meltdowns. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard tells us banks will be told to triple the amount of spare cash they hold on their books.
The plan is designed to make banks lend more responsibly. They'll be told to keep a bigger cushion of capital in reserve. In fact, three times more cash to fall back on than is currently required. It's hoped that this will make for a more stable banking system. The reform was finally agreed to at a meeting in the Swiss city of Basel over the weekend. Within the banking community, it's called Basel III. The stricter rules could mean there's less money to lend, especially in some parts of the US where there are many smaller banks. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is with fund manager Seven Investment.
Well, any constriction on capital at this moment will have an impact. It's the sort of thing that the American economy probably doesn't need at this moment. But on the other hand, it does need to make sure it has a functional banking system.
And he points out the banks will have up to 8 years to make the change. The banks will be relieved. They had been expecting even tougher rules. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Yes, those banks are relieved, and so are their shareholders. Deutsche Bank, BNP Paribas, Credit Suisse, European bank shares are up today. And stocks in general are higher by at least 1% around the world. The Dow Industrials have been rallying the past couple of weeks. On Friday, the Dow rose 47 points, about 0.5%, to close at 10,462. BlackBerry cell phones may be facing the biggest challenge yet to their market dominance among business users. There are reports JPMorgan Chase could soon allow its nearly 250,000 employees to start using iPhones or Android phones for official company messaging and email. And banking giant UBS may do the same. Marketplace's senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports.
The BlackBerry has been the king of keyboard phones.
And along comes Apple and introduced touchscreen, and now everybody wants that because they want to do browsing and other functions.
Gartner Group's Ken Delaney says the BlackBerry is rushing to catch up. Consider its recent sales pitch.
Look at this. I just need to press the screen for a sec, and all my options are right there. Just look, press, and go. It's that simple.
Delaney says the iPhone and Google's Android smartphones are gaining the edge. Information technology departments favor the BlackBerry as more secure for business communications. But when everybody wants one, including the boss,
they force their IT people to start to support these things, even when they break their security models. So IT is really the tail of the dog here.
And Forrester analyst Ted Shadler says Apple has courted business customers by adding email and security features to its iPhone. Still, he says research in motion has always been innovative with its BlackBerry.
The door's never closed. If you come up with a great new product, a killer product, then people will buy it.
For now, though, Shadler says the BlackBerry needs to fight for a smaller share of the market. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
The Obama administration says it hopes a top House Republican was serious when he suggested the GOP might go along with higher taxes for the top earners. House Republican leader John Boehner said yesterday he wants the Bush tax cuts to continue for people making $250,000 and up, but that he would support letting those taxes rise if it's the only choice Republicans have. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs gave the White House response today on the CBS Early Show.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
The Oprah Winfrey Show starts its final season today. The show has been taped in Chicago for 25 years. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports the city is starting to contemplate life without Oprah.
There's no question Oprah has had a sustained economic impact on Chicago. There are the 400 people she employs at her production studio. There are her retail stores. There's all the tourism dollars her audience members spend. And, oh yeah, there's an entire neighborhood she helped revitalize. Ina Pinckney recalls what Chicago's West Loop area used to look like.
You would see all the hookers on Lake Street on Friday afternoon with the truckers coming by, and it was a very unpleasant place to be.
Pinckney runs a restaurant just down the block from Oprah's studios.
The thing that has helped the most was Oprah. When Oprah came to this neighborhood, she really stabilized the neighborhood.
The West Loop is now home to dozens of Chicago's hippest clubs, restaurants, and art galleries. Oprah opened her studios there in 1990. No study's ever been done on her precise economic impact, but University of Chicago economist Charlie Whelan says that the annual amount is easily in the millions.
At bottom, the most significant thing that Oprah did was to produce a show that people wanted to watch more than they wanted to do anything else for that hour that it was on. So at the end of the day, that's the supreme accomplishment here, and she did it for decades. That's an enormous economic value.
Oprah and the show have also been a source of free marketing for Chicago. Her final episode isn't until May, but Whelan says even without the show, Oprah's Harpo Studios can still be a regional hub for film and video production.
One would hope that it actually would continue to have a relatively positive effect, that if you were in the Midwest and you were looking for a place where you needed to produce television, you needed to produce documentaries, you needed to cut film, that the existence of Harpo would be a reason that you would come and do it in Chicago.
Still, a Harpo spokeswoman says not all 400 employees will be kept on staff once the show ends, but details aren't yet available. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold for Marketplace.
And finally, Americans are less informed than ever, right? Well, actually, a new survey from Pew Research Center finds we spend just as much time getting news from TV, radio, and newspapers as we did a decade ago, 57 minutes per day. Plus, we spend another 13 minutes a day getting news online. So thanks to technology, we're actually more likely than ever to be informed about such issues as Justin Bieber winning Best New Artist last night at the MTV Video Music Awards. I'm certainly informed about him being dreamy. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.